Genesis chapter 22, we're going to take one more look at Abraham. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Genesis 22 and verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Once again, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Ken Storm, would you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. As you know, on Sunday evenings, we've been studying heroes of our faith, and this is one of the big deals, okay, with Abraham. This is kind of a defining moment in his life, and we look at this, and there's no way that I can preach this entire thing tonight about Abraham and how he offered his son Isaac. Maybe someday I will, but I'm counting on you knowing quite a bit about this story. But just to review just a little bit, of course, God had called Abraham and he told him to sacrifice his only son, the son that he loved, the promised son, his son Isaac. And so Abraham responds by getting up early the next morning and taking his son Isaac and a couple of servant boys and traveling off to the place where God's going to show him. Of course, he arrives there. And he goes up to the mountain that God shows him, and he lays Isaac on that altar to sacrifice him, and he raises that knife. And just before, and we'll study this one day, but the wording there is so neat. It actually, in the Hebrew, it describes it as Abraham on the downstroke. He's about to stick that knife into his precious son and take his life, and God stops him. Right at that point, God stops him and says, Abraham, I know that you will obey me. And he brings the ram that God caught for him in a bush, and he tells him to sacrifice that ram, and that's what he does. And it's just an awesome story of faith. And I want to start tonight, one point. God tested Abraham there in verses 1 and 2. As we begin that story, it says, it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham. Tonight, we're going to go to the school of faith. You know what the idea of a test is, right? The idea of a test is to see how much you know. In this case, it's to see or determine the caliber of a man. That man, of course, was Abraham. And have you noticed that there were some people God did not test? Did God test Lot? No. Wonder why? Well, it's because he knew what, everybody knew what Lot was. He was shallow, worldly, and carnal, you know? He didn't have much to work with there. And you go through the Bible, and there were some that God did not test, and there were some that God put through the test. I mean, the big test. And that was Abraham. And if you'll notice here, it says, it came to pass after these things. And I want to call your attention to that, because the first thing that comes to my mind is what things? What things? Everything. Everything that had happened up to this point. You see, Abraham's life, and Brother Michael did a great job last Sunday night on preaching on the life of Abraham and telling you the several different things that he did in his life. But everything in Abraham's life was orchestrated by God himself. Okay? And God had been preparing Abraham his entire life. He was going through the school of faith. Everything that had happened in his life was to teach him about faith. When he was called to leave his home and his family behind and go to the land that God told him that he would show him. You know what it took? What it take for him to go? It took faith, right? It took faith. It took faith to live all those years on a promise of a son, right? I mean, God says, your descendants will be numbered as the sand of the sea. And for so long, 20 years was it? 25? That he was without a child. Now, mind you, as he went along the way in this school of faith, he failed. The one time his faith grew weak and he and Sarah hatched a plan to build their own nation, that Abraham would take handmaid Hagar. And you know how that didn't work. Brother Michael preached that last week. Didn't work out well at all. You see, Abraham failed at some of the subjects of faith. But you know, ultimately God did provide. And Abraham, through every situation, he learned. Even to the point of expelling his son Ishmael after that he was born. And and Sarah said, they got to go. And God told Abraham, let him go. Because I'll take care of him. I'll make out of him a great nation. And you go back in the life of Abraham, you think about those things. And what I want you to grasp is everything was training him. Everything was the school of faith, getting him ready for the next step of his life. Everything was orchestrated by God to make him the man that he was, that we read about in chapter 22. The man that when God said, Abraham, the man that said, here am I, Lord. Go sacrifice your son, God said. What did Abraham do? He loaded up the wood and hit the road the next day. That's a man of faith. Now I want us to apply it to us today. Okay? You see, after I thought about this and was considering it, God grows us. And you know how he grows us in faith? It's called life. Okay? Every day that we live is usually an opportunity to grow. And we all want the good times. We want life all easy and bills all paid. We want no worries. We want kids that do the right things at the right time, all the time. You know, we want life easy, right? But you know what? That most often doesn't grow faith. That doesn't put us to the test. That doesn't educate us. But most of the time, we learn the most when we're challenged. You see, you can't truly know that God provides until you get into that helpless state where if God doesn't provide, you're done for. You don't truly know that God loves you until you feel alone and abandoned by everyone else, but you still have the peace of God that passes understanding on the inside. You know, as I was thinking about this, I thought, and for some reason it just hadn't dawned on me, you know, ministry can be tough. There are times in my ministry, during the ministry, there's been times that have been so sweet and so precious and so special that I wouldn't trade them for anything, you know? But then there's been times in ministry that if there'd have been a way out, I'd have got out, you know? Because just so pushed and so challenged and Satan's fighting so hard and he's using people that are supposed to love you, you know, and it just seemed like it all stacked up. And when I look back, you know, seldom have I said thank you, God, for those times when I was challenged. But you know what? Those challenging times are when I learn the most and benefited the most in my growth of faith and my walk of faith. So I want to challenge you tonight, okay? here's the challenge. None of us know what next week holds. We know what we've been through, you know, and I'll be willing to bet we've all had our ups and downs in life. Amen. Don't just praise God for the good times. Don't just say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me financially. Thank God for the times when you didn't have nothing, because that's when He taught you how to handle receiving from Him. Thank God for those who stood up against you and challenged you and even hurt your feelings, because it learned, you know, and through that, you developed a toughness, a drive, a stick-to-itiveness, if you will, that nobody can take you away from the service of the Lord. Yeah, sure, thank God for the good times. But beloved, thank Him for the valleys that you went through, because it was in those valleys, when you look back, it was in those valleys that you were in the school of faith and you were learning the most. You see, Abraham, we can talk about him being the great man of faith, and he was a great man of faith, but he was a great man of faith because God taught him every step of the way, you know, because of the things that he went through. And I'll be willing to say that we're no different than Abraham. Oh, God, you know, God's not going to ask us to sacrifice our child, you know. And we may not, you know, God may not make of us a great nation to descend like the descendants of the sand of the sea, you know, in number. God may not do that through us, but I want to tell you something. God works in every life of His children. And He's growing you. He may be growing you through tough times, may be growing you through good times, but praise God for both of them, because it's a good education either way if you're a child of God. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. You're not a child of God. My friends, you need to be saved. Why? Because this life is not all there is. And you'll spend eternity in heaven or hell. The choice is yours. You see, Jesus Christ loved you so much that He gave His life for you so that you could choose heaven. He loved you so much that today He's willing, desiring to give you abundant life. But you have to call upon Him. This invitation's for you. Maybe you're here and there's another need. Maybe you're here and you've been going through tough times and this just helped you to realize, hey, God's just teaching me. I'm in the school of faith. Whatever your spiritual need is, Jesus is the answer. We're going to have one verse of invitation. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the day. We thank You for this lesson we learned from the life of Abraham, how that Lord, You prepared him, that he was a great man of faith, but he was a great man of faith because of the things You carried him through. Lord, I pray that we'll be mindful. There are good times and there are not so good times in this life. There are easy times and there are challenging times. But Lord, we know You're the orchestrator of this life and You're in control of all things. So we rejoice in the challenges as well as in the good times. Thank You, Lord, for building people of faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.